It's the hour of Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Carl Benjaminson, and Huang Shen. For many people of Asian descent living overseas, a Facebook group called Subtle Asian Traits has become a cultural phenomenon. Its jokes and memes, especially about life as a first-generation migrant, have made the page wildly popular. Almost a million people have joined the group since it began in September, and these posts, yes, one by one, is actually kind of a conversation opener for it, for some people. So let's look at the subtle Asian traits. Anything that you find that is humorous or stands out?
For me, I really like some classical memes. For example, some people may say, you never know what time is because all the clocks in your house are 5 to 10 minutes faster than the actual time. That's my situation and my reality because usually I want to put my clock maybe 5 or 10 minutes before the actual time. Because I'm a procrastinator, I always want to do this thing at the last minute. But sometimes I might be late for work or late for some really important occasion. So usually I just put the time a little bit further forward. So then it gives me an illusion. Oh, it's time you need to take the action, or it's time for you to get up or to leave the house. Yeah.
Well, that certainly sounds like a plan if if that is something that is a bit of an obstacle for you to overcome. And what do you think, Carl, about these memes and kind of just funny observations sometimes?
Look, I really enjoyed some of the memes that we were sharing around the office about this. It was nice to see. There's a personal touch for me because the people who are the group's founders on Facebook were 9 Chinese Australian high school students who live in Melbourne, which is my hometown. And I think particularly in Australia, because we are such a diverse multicultural country, you do have a bit more, I suppose, exposure to different cultural traits of people of different backgrounds. And I think people are more self-conscious in a positive way about it. So you look at a couple of years ago, there's a really successful TV show called The Family Law about Benjamin Law, an Australian Asian comedian, talking about family life and maybe how that differed for a Chinese family living in Australia. So I think it is nice that people can gently poke fun at their own culture and the fact that acknowledge the fact that it is different from other people they might be living around.
That's a really interesting look at things, especially for, I think people feel this more if you live in a multicultural society. Depends on whether you're wearing the positive or negative outlook on the world in this regard. Could this be kind of like reinforcing certain stereotypes or certain traits that's attributed to a racial group or cultural group? And could that be something that might not make people feel comfortable?
I think it all comes down to the intent. So what's the underlying message? One of the examples of the memes is the kids making fun of the fact that, you know, when they've got friends come and visit, their parents put hotel slippers out for them because, of course, in an Asian household, you don't wear shoes inside.
Is it just Asian?
No, I don't believe so, but I suppose there is more of a stereotype attached to that. That can be a lighthearted thing. You know, you can make fun of that, and I don't think there's necessarily a negative stereotype. So I don't think stereotypes are inherently negative. Just that, like, they're not inherently false. They come about because there's a grain of truth to it in a lot of cases. And I think it's a matter of not being a jerk. Like, you can enjoy, you know, poking fun at your own culture or even at someone else's, as long as it's done in a respectful way and with good intentions.
Yeah, well, that's a really good point.
Yeah, and I think there's some cultural gaps inside these memes. For example, there's one example is, if you figure out you lost something at your home and that at a moment you are about to departure. So when you go back home to pick up your stuff, would you take off your shoes? I think for Asians, we like to take off the shoes and go back to pick the stuff and then put on shoes again. But maybe for some Western people, they just go inside the room and without taking their shoes. And also, I found it was quite impressive. Like when I watched some American TV shows, those young people, they even wear their shoes onto the bed. And also, they may put their shoes into the washing machine. So I think that's kind of a cultural gap. But I don't want to say which one is good, which one is bad, but it's just different styles, different habits.
Now, taking off your shoes when you go inside the house is definitely a good thing. I had started doing that when I came to China, and I am 100% behind that. And wearing shoes on the bed is just wrong, and there's no excuse.
I'm sure lots of moms would be really happy to, whoever is cleaning the floor at home, okay, could be the father as well, you know, if you divide the house chores up, both genders should equally contribute to the household in some way. I've always wondered, though, in the West, a lot of the houses, they have a carpet and rugs indoors, and it's like everywhere covering the floor. I've always wondered, if you wear outdoor shoes, like muddy shoes or just outdoor shoes, walking on the carpet, wouldn't whoever is cleaning that just faint? But they don't, and I don't really get that. And yes, well, we'll need you to maybe send us a message. Let us know. What do you think? Do you have an answer to my question? Well, you can email us at ezfmroundtable@foxmail.com or simply just find us on Apple Podcast at Roundtable China. That's it for today's Roundtable. Have a great day and we'll see you soon.